When my world does not understand my dreams, I move to one which does. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. When my world does not understand my dreams, I move to one which does. We may be born in primitive circumstances. We may live in a world where we do not have many opportunities, apparently. We may live in a world where we have all opportunities. We may live in a world where everything should be going our way and we should be having a wonderful, wonderful life. And in both cases, the opposite could quite be true. I've known many young people in primitive worlds, in worlds where opportunity was not as great as it could have been, and I said to them, would you like to go to America? Would you like to go to Europe? Would you like to go to England? Would you like to go to a country where you could expand with your beautiful ideas? You could take your entrepreneurial ship and go there and really do some wonderful work? And without a doubt, every one of the people who were people who were dreamers, were people who were doers, movers, people who had ideas, they wanted to stay where they are. Oh, they wanted to go and visit England. They wanted to visit Europe and America. They wanted to go and see what these countries are like and perhaps taste a little bit of the enthusiasm that each country has for living to the very highest and best they can. But they don't want to live there. They are happy in the world they are, and they're taking their dreams in their world they are, and they're using their dreams in the world where they are and doing wonderful things. There are many very wealthy people. People are born with a silver or gold spoon in their mouth, and they have no motivation to do anything. Everything is given to them. They have no ideas inside of their head that say, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that. You know, that's the way a child is born. That's the way the person is. There are many rich people, rich babies, rich children who are great entrepreneurial people, people who want to do things, people who want to dream, people who want to take ideas and fly with them. And they too are sometimes limited by their parents or their surrounding. Oh, now don't do that, you'll hurt yourself. You know, don't jump out of that tree. Don't use that parachute. Don't go into hang gliding. Don't do anything that's going to be harmful to you. Live a safe, secure life because you've got everything going for you. You have money and you have looks and you have family. You have everything going for you. Don't do anything that's going to jeopardize that. And then they still go and do it. They go and do the things that turn them on. They go and do the things that make them happy. They do the things that lift their life to the very soaring ceiling of possibilities. When my world does not understand my dreams, I move to one which does. That doesn't necessarily mean you move out of the environment or out of the community or out of the family that you're in. It just means when the world doesn't understand your dreams, like when you tell your friends about what your wonderful ideas are of how you're going to do things and your friends laugh at you, well, you just have new friends. You're still in the same family. Your mother and father may expect you to be some particular profession that they are. They may expect you to rise to some great heights because you are named after Aunt Martha or Uncle Tom, and they are both very successful people. You see, this is something that happens to many families, whether you are in poor countries, rich countries, poor families, rich families. It doesn't make any difference. You have a dream, and when the dream that you have, it's your dream, and somebody else wants you to have their dream as your dream, and they promote their dream in your consciousness as your dream, and you say, but that's not what I want to do. That's not who I am. That's not where I want to go. And then you tell them, where I want to go is to take my dream and put feet under it and move it. My sister was 80 years old, and she wanted to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge. You say, that's no big deal. But it was a dream that she had for a long time, for many, many years. And then finally she said on her 80th birthday, if I'm ever going to do it, I might as well do it now. And so she just told the family, I'm doing it. You want to come along? Fine. You don't? Okay. And a few of them went with her. You see, it wasn't everybody else's dream. It was our dream that she be happy. It was our dream that she have the goodness and joys that life brought to her. But it was her dream to walk the bridge, and she did. You say that's an insignificant dream. Every dream is significant. If we can put feet under every dream we have, if we can take every dream we have and produce it and develop it, who knows? That may be the very dream that is the most exciting dream for us. Oh, we'll have lots of dreams to do lots of things, and we probably will never get around to doing it because it isn't something really we are motivated to do. But when we have a dream that we're motivated to do, and we follow that dream becomes real. That dream becomes an experience for us. That dream becomes something fantastic. And every one of us thoroughly enjoy it when that dream is our dream. You move to a world which does understand your dream. And that world is a world of your mind. You see, many times the world of our mind is manipulated and controlled by outer circumstances. Our world may be manipulated and controlled by parents and by teachers and by friends. And they're well-meaning, surely. They want the best for us. But we have a tickle in our consciousness. We have a tickle in our dreams, which say, hey, go and do this, be this, have this fun, it's wonderful. And so, we go and do this and be this and have this fun. And then what happens? We feel good all over. We feel life is worthwhile. We feel we're doing something that turns us on. And we're happy people. When my world does not understand my dreams, hey, that's normal. We can never understand the dream of another. You move into a consciousness, into a world, perhaps into a different community, a different lifestyle, where one does. And dreams don't stop with being a child. Dreams are what we have all of our life, our goals, our aspirations, our choices. When my world does not understand my dreams, when my world of thought that I'm living in that says, hey, that can't be, I move into a world that does understand my dreams, and that is a world of thought that says, yes, I can do it. Yes, I enjoy this. Yes, this is exciting. Learning about it is exciting. Sure, it may take me all my life to do this. I was talking to one of my students just 2 days ago, and she was telling me that she now wants to finish the entire course. She started with me back in 1976 to take the courses. And she took the undergraduate courses, and she took the the graduate course, and she did very well. She was always a very good student. And now she's ready to take the doctoral work. It is very demanding. It is very compelling. It means you have to make up your mind that you are fantastic, you're glorious, you're wonderful, and be it. And she says, I'm ready to do that now. Here she is, an older lady. She's a lady who has all white hair. She's a lady who wants to have her doctorate, and that doesn't matter. I have another student who for years studied under other teachers all over the place and thoroughly found them enchanting, enjoyable. And then at the age of 87, she came into the philosophy of the University of Healing, and she says, this is the culmination I've been looking for all of my life. This is the dream that I've had, but I didn't know how to pursue it. And now at 87, I will pursue it. And great! You're never too old, you're never too young. And every day as she's reading her lessons, she's younger and younger and younger in her heart. Every day as she's following the practice of the teachings that she's learning, she's younger and younger and more vital and dynamic. There's no limit to what we can do. When my world does not understand my dreams, I move to one which does. So with me today, join with me. Move into a world of consciousness that understands your dreams, whatever they may be, however wonderful they may be, however strange they may be in the eyes of others. But join with me in going into this mental world, the world where my dream is okay. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.